जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर्धा, गिरिवरदारी जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nuti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauranga Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Vishuddha Srila Prabhupada Kirjaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naranchaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiram Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nishtaki. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 9, The Dynasty of Ansuman, Text 43. Brahmakulat pranaha kula daiva na chatmaja na shriyo na mahi rajyam na daras chati vallabha. Name Brahma Kulat Prana Kula Daivanna Chatmaja Na Shriya Namahi Rajyam Na Daras Chati Vallabha. Name Brahma Kulat Prana Daivanna Chatmaja Na Shriyo Na Mahirajyam Na Darashchati Vallabha. Name Brahma Kulat Prana Kula Daivanna Chatmaja Na Shriyo Na Mahirajyam Na Darashchati Vallabha.
Namaste.
নাম নট মে মাই ব্রহ্ম কুলাত দেন দ্য গ্রুপস অফ ব্রাহ্মণাস প্রাণহ লাইফ কুলদৈবাত দেন দ্য পার্সোনালিটি ইজ ওয়ার্শিপেবল ফর মাই ফ্যামিলি না নট চ অলসো আত্মজা সন্স অ্যান্ড ডটার্স না নর শ্রিয়হ অপুলেন্স না নর মহি দ্য আর্থ রাজ্যম কিংডম না নর দারহ ওয়াইফ চ অলসো অতিবল্লভা এক্সট্রিমলি ডিয়ার Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Khattanga thought, not even my life is dearer to me than the Brahminical culture and the Brahmanas who are worshipped by my family. What then is to be said of my kingdom, land, wife, children and opulence? Nothing is dearer to me than the Brahmanas. Please repeat after me. Maharaj Khattanga thought, not even my life is dearer to me than the Brahminical culture and the Brahmanas who are worshipped by my family. What then is to be said of my kingdom, land, wife, children, and opulence? Nothing is dearer to me than the Brahmanas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Khattanga being in favor of the Brahminical culture, wanted to utilize one moment's time by fully surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is worshipped with this prayer. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, who is the well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmanas, as well as the living entities in general. I offer my repeated obeisances to Govinda, who is the pleasure reservoir of all the senses. A devotee of Krishna is very much attached to the Brahminical culture. Indeed, an expert personality who knows who Krishna is and what he wants is a real Brahmana. Brahma janati iti Brahmana. Krishna is the Param Brahman, and therefore all Krishna conscious persons or devotees of Krishna are exalted Brahmanas. Khattanga Maharaj regarded the devotees of Krishna as the real Brahmanas and the real light of human society. One who desires to advance in Krishna consciousness and spiritual understanding must give the utmost importance to Brahminical culture and must understand Krishna, Krishnaya Govindaya. Just one more sentence left. Then his life will be successful. So, Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। सो दिस नाइन्थ कैंटो इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द डायनेस्टी ऑफ Manu, especially Vivashvan. We know that Imang Vivashate Yogam Praktavan Aham Abhayam Vivashvan Manavipraha. Vivashvan said or spoke this knowledge, imparted this knowledge to. Then Manur Ikshakuve Avravit. Then Imam Rajar Shayo Vidu Sakalene Amata Joganashtu Parantaka. Imam Rajar Shayo Vidu. The saintly kings who ruled over this earth planet. This dynasty started from Vivashvan, the sun god. Therefore, this dynasty is known as Sun Dynasty, Surya Vamsa. It originally from Lord Brahma. Brahma's son was Marichi. Marichi's son was Kashyap. And Kashyap and Aditi's son was Aditya, sun god Vivashvan. And Vivashvan's son was Vaivashvata Manu. Vivashvan's son, since there are various Manus. The first Manu is Sayambhuva Manu, then Saruchisa. And the seventh Manu is Vivashvan. So, and from Vivashvan came the Sun Dynasty. Manu's son is Vivashvan. Vivashvan's son is Manu. Manu's son is Ikshaku. And that dynasty is described. And in the next chapter, we'll go to Lord Ramchandra, who appeared in this dynasty, Ikshaku Vamsa. And there is a genealogical lineage explained. So these are the proof about the authenticity of this Vedic wisdom, the presentation of Puranas or Upanishads, Itihash. Itihash is the history. And here the Bhagavad Puran. The difference between Itihash and Puran is that Itihash maintains as a continuous sequence, the chronologically, according to the time, there is a description of what happened. Whereas Puranas are predominantly centered around the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the pastimes of the Lord and His devotees. So, Puran doesn't maintain the chronological sequence. But here we see that in Puranas, in Bhagavatam, we are getting the lineage. Not just one generation, two generations, starting all the way from Vivashvan, all the way down. And there are so many exalted personalities in that line. Manu's son is Ikshaku. And in that line there was personalities like Khattanga, Ambarish Maharaj. And now we are coming to Maharaj Khattanga. Khattanga was a undefeatable warrior. Nobody could defeat him. were such a powerful warrior. Therefore, when the demigods had to fight with the demons, they invited him to fight on their behalf. And Khatanga fought valiantly and defeated the demons. And then the demigods, being so pleased with him, wanted to benedict him, give him some benediction. And then he asked them, please tell me how much time do you have left? And they said, one moment. Muhurta. One muhurta. And so he immediately wanted to take advantage of that. Oh, let me fix my mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Because he's the ultimate goal. Everyone. And this is the thing that he is describing. That no one is more dear to me than the Brahminical culture and the Brahmins. What is the meaning of the Brahminical culture? Brahminical culture means Krishna consciousness. Who is a Brahmana? Although in the past, the Brahminical culture, Brahminical lineage was based on birth. Because the society was pure, so in the family of a Brahmana was born generally. In the family of a Kshatriya was born. So forth. But in Kali Yuga, there is a Varna Shankar. The admixture of the Varnas is very difficult to determine who is who. And the bottom line is Kalo Sutra Sambha. In the age of Kali, everyone has become a Sudra. Asuddha Shudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Shambhava. In the age of Kali, even the Brahmanas became like Sudras. Asuddha, impure Sudras. Whereas in the past, yeah, like a Brahmana son was a Brahmana. But not that by his birth everybody became a Brahmana. By birth, a Brahmana son became a Brahmana. Rather, the understanding was Janmana Jayate Sudra. By birth, everyone is a Sudra. Even a Brahmana son is a Sudra. Janmana Jayate Sudra. But Sanskarat Bhavati Dvija. By the performance of Sanskar ceremony, one gets is recognized as twice born. Through the initiation ceremony, one used to get his second birth, and that's how he used to become Dvija, twice born. First birth is the birth of the body through the father and mother. And the second birth is the birth of the soul through the spiritual master and the Vedas. One used to become qualified to study the Vedas or enter into the Vedas through this process is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual master is to guide him in the process of the spiritual culture. He used to become qualified through this process, through initiation, to study the Vedas. Otherwise the Vedas were not available. One had to be qualified. Qualified means one had to become a qualified student by surrendering to the bona fide teacher. Guru means a qualified teacher, bona fide teacher. And the bona fide teacher used to guide him in this Vedic wisdom. Janmana Jayate Shudra Sanskarat Bhavati Dvija. He used to get his second birth. And Vedapathat Bhavet Vipra. These are the different orders of so-called Brahmanas. by birth, even a brahmana's son is a sudra. Through the process of initiation, he becomes a dvija, twice born. Then by studying the Vedas, he becomes a vipra. That's another quality of a brahmana, a vipra. And then brahma janati iti brahmana. Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrisimhadev ki jai. So the qualification of a brahmana is that he knows the spiritual reality. Brahman means spiritual reality. Brahma janati iti brahmana. And what is the spiritual reality? The spiritual reality is the domain, the world, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the center. That is the spiritual world. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shakhi Brinda Ki Jai Shriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Beautiful Shringar of Radha Madhava. It's very beautiful. Thank you. So that's the Brahmanical culture that Khattanga is speaking of. Maharaj Khattanga is speaking of. And this is the Rajarshis, Imam Rajarshayo Vidu. A king, the ideal king, is a saintly person. He doesn't consider that his kingdom is his father's property. Although he inherited from his father, but he never considered that it's his father's property. His consideration was, Ishavashyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. This is not my kingdom. This is Krishna's kingdom. And I am simply the custodian. I am the caretaker. And what is my duty? My duty is to protect the society, protect my kingdom from injury. There are two types of injuries that can appear. One is the injury coming from externally, coming from outside. The enemy is attacking the kingdom. And the injury from inside. The people, the citizens, can cause distress, difficulties. Like, it's not that because one is living in this kingdom, everybody is a law-abiding personality. So, whoever is not following the law, the king has to punish him. That's how he has to maintain the internal sanctity or internal peace. Law and or establishing the law and order. And the thing is that crime must be dealt with punishment. He has to punish. And the king at the same time is meant to consider that his citizens are his children. Praja, the Sanskrit word for citizen is subject, is praja. And the word praja is coming from prakrishta rupena jayate. One who is born in a special way. His own children, but they are not born from his wife. But they are his children. So the king used to consider his citizens as his own children. So that is the ideal Vedic culture. The ideal human culture actually. Actually originally it was just one human society. And they were all following the Vedic culture. And the kings were ruling over the entire earth planet. That was the Vedic society. But unfortunately, due to the influence of the age of Kali,
things have become completely ruined. The human civilization has been destroyed. Otherwise, until the beginning of the Kali Yuga, it was one ruler who is to rule over the kingdom. The last such king was Parikshit Maharaj, who ruled over the entire earth planet. And it is at that time that Kali Yuga entered. Krishna left this planet, Kali Yuga began. Parikshit Maharaj became, Yudhishthira Maharaj left the kingdom, went into Mahaprasthan along with his brothers and Draupadi, coronating Parikshit Maharaj in the throne. And at that time Kali actually entered. But Parikshit Maharaj was so powerful that Kali could not really establish himself. Kali couldn't even enter. When he was trying to establish his influence, Parikshit Maharaj caught him, saw him, he is torturing a bull and torturing a cow. And immediately Parikshit Maharaj was about to kill him, that you are torturing a cow, torturing a bull. Cow is the mother and bull is symbolic, bull is represent the personified dharma. So you are torturing the mother, killing the mother and tormenting dharma. You don't have any right to live. But Kali begged for his life. Please, spare my life. Okay, you can, I'll spare you your life, but you can't live in my kingdom. I'm banishing you from my kingdom. Kali said, the entire world belongs to you. The entire world is your kingdom. Where shall I go? The kingdom was not only the land part, even the water part, Shashagara, even the oceans were part of his kingdom. Then he said, okay, you can stay in these four places. Wherever there is meat eating, wherever there is intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. But again Kali saw that these activities don't go on in Parikshit Maharaja's kingdom. Where should I go? It's not there. Nowhere it's to be found. Okay, you can stay where there is gold, where is illegal accumulation of gold. If where the wealth is not being utilized in Krishna's service, you can stay there. So that's how Kali actually got his entry. And today we can see with the progress of Kali Yuga what's happening. Everywhere meat eating is increasing, intoxication is increasing, illicit sex is increasing, gambling is increasing. Actually those four activities have become the most desirable activities in this world today. These four activities are the most flourishing businesses. Meat eating, meat business, intoxication business, prostitution, gambling. They're the most flourishing business of today. And that shows, you know, how Kali is spreading his influence. The only hope, therefore the only hope for this world is actually this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement is directly challenging Kali. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Kali, get out of here. That is what Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish. Therefore we must realize that we have a very important responsibility. We have to oust Kali from this world, at least for 10,000 years. And we can rest assured that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with us. Krishna is with us. And Jatra Yogeshara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Can there be any defeat? No, Tatra Sri Vijaya, victory is there, bound to be there. So with full confidence we should actually launch our attack. But of course, you know, like we have to prepare ourselves first. That's why we have to spread this movement, Krishna consciousness movement. We have to spread, we have to make people aware of this movement. And then eventually it'll happen. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every town and village this movement will spread. What does it mean? From every town and village, Kali will be kicked out. That is the inevitable prediction. That is the forecast that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made. It will happen. And we have to work for that, to achieve that. And that's why it's so important to recognize our lineage, which line we are coming from. Like King Khatanga, such a powerful warrior that even demigods sought his support to fight with the Tikas. And there are so many such wonderful personalities. In this chapter, in this canto also, there's a description of Bhagirath, how he brought Ganga to this earth planet. His father, Dilip, then Ansuman, then Sagar. We can see, this is our heritage. And we have a very, very important responsibility to establish Krishna consciousness in this world. And it's so wonderful that it's spreading so wonderfully. So many of you have come forward to join the movement, and so many more will come. About 40 years back in Mayapur, we had only a handful of devotees. Like there were about 200 devotees those days, and practically most of them were Westerners from America, Europe, UK, Australia. There are very few Indians, but today we can see this room is full of Indians. So that shows that the movement is expanding. But we have to also have to consider that ours is an international society. Not just Indian society for Krishna consciousness. We have to include everybody. And it's happening. In Mayapur there are so many devotees from different parts of the world taking shelter of Mayapur. So this is a real international society here. And it's nice that everyone is coming, and it's so wonderful that the movement is spreading all over the world. And let it spread even to a greater extent, in a faster way. It will happen. This movement is here to deliver this world. Solve all the problems of this world. And all these problems are actually caused by Kali. And therefore we have to be very careful that we do not become affected by Kali. How does Kali spread his influence? Kali spreads his influence through quarrel. In the devotee community, Kali cannot enter. Kali cannot affect the devotee community other than just spreading his influence through quarrel. Therefore, as devotees, we have to be very, very careful not to allow any kind of conflict among ourselves. Our unity is our real strength. We have to be united. Otherwise, there is a possibility that we will become victimized by Kali's influence. So that's the only danger. Prabhupada also said that nothing can affect this movement from outside. The only way this movement can be affected is only from inside, through the conflict among the devotees. So wherever there is a possibility, we must try to avoid. Wherever there is a possibility of conflict, we must try to avoid that. And what is the way to avoid that? The way to avoid that is through love, friendship. Hatred creates conflict. It's important to note here that Kali actually has a father and mother. Kali is a personality. Kali is the son of envy and anger. He's the son of envy and anger. So what causes Kali to appear? Envy and anger. The envy and anger leads to quarrel. And Kali is quarrel personified. Kali means quarrel, kalaha. Kalishcha kalaha. Karala vadana kurha kalishcha kalaha. So quarrel, conflict has to be avoided, and that's why there is a need to give up, to be free from envy, free from anger. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada has created a very, very wonderful institution which is designed to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission all over the world, and it is functioning very, very effectively. About 42 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, this movement is still going strong. That's a very good sign. And let us protect this institution with all our sincere effort. And then Mahaprabhu's mercy will flow and this movement will spread, movement will grow. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes. The mic. Haribol, cordless mic.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, sometimes in religious societies and sometimes in our society also, we see conflicts. So, is that an indication of lack of sadhana, or is that because it's the nature of the age that this takes place?
Well, naturally, it is due to immaturity that conflict appears. And we have to also see that is Kali's influence. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the way, the process, to get rid of that possibility. Trinadopi sunichena taruri vasa hishmana. When you become more humble than a blade of grass, and when you become as tolerant as a tree, where is the possibility of conflict? So, the more advanced we become, the more humble we'll become, more tolerant we'll become. And in a less advanced stage, at a initial stage, immature stage, there may be this tendency, but we have to try to overcome that with our by developing Krishna consciousness. And the thing is like when there is a possibility of conflict, the more advanced devotees will try to pacify the junior devotees and bring peace among them. So that's the responsibility that the senior devotees have, to create an atmosphere to avoid this kind of possibilities. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. He says this anger and envy is the father of Kali.
Father and mother.
Father and mother. So we are practicing, I am practicing Krishna consciousness, but sometimes it affects, sometimes I am very affected this envy and anger. So how can I cross over these things, please? If you explain, then it will be.
Okay, yes, we do get affected by that. Now the question is, should we cultivate that or should we rectify that? We should rectify that. So that means, even if it comes out, we must recognize, oh, this is not right. I should be free from envy, I should be free from anger. Alright? There's a question there.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for such a nice class. My question is that in this verse, it so much glorify about Brahmanas and Brahmanical culture, but the position of Vaishnavas are higher than Brahmanas. So why here is like Namo Brahman Devai always? Why not Vaishnavas?
The thing is that the Brahminical culture is the spiritual culture. It is not that when a Vaishnava is practicing that, he is actually doing something other than the Brahminical culture. The general understanding is that it is a Brahminical culture. Brahman means spiritual reality, right? Spiritual world. And that spiritual world has Vishnu or Krishna as the center. So when one becomes situated in developing his relationship with Krishna, which is the ultimate consideration of Brahminical culture, then he becomes a Vaishnava. So, Vaishnav culture is there, but the general understanding is that we have to understand that the real Brahminical culture, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, is to become a Vaishnava, is to become a devotee of Krishna. It is also Vaishnava culture, sometimes it's also, it has been identified. But sometimes it's identified as generally it's identified as Brahminical culture. Alright? Brahma Janati, meaning one who knows the spiritual reality. What is the meaning of the spiritual reality? Knowing the spiritual reality. What is the meaning? The meaning is, I'm not, first it begins with, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. And its end is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and my business is to become His servant. Right? And that is the Brahminical culture. Alright? Yes? Pass the mic to him.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you for the great class. Sometimes when I feel offended, or if there's a quarrel, I wonder if it's better to keep a respectful distance or to kind of forgive and forget and go back.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. That when there is a possibility of conflict, it is better to avoid that possibility. Just instead of clashing, just retreat. Right? Yes, that's the way to avoid that possibility. Take a humble attitude. Prabhu, I'm sorry. Even if he comes running after you, just as you don't turn around and conflict. Just walk away from there. Hare Krishna. Okay. Yeah, give it to her. Raise your hand, please. Where is the mic? Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you for the class. Just from thinking, I haven't read this chapter or this canto even, just wanted to know the king was thinking of the culture. He had one moment left.
Yeah.
And he was thinking of the Brahminical culture. So would that inevitably make him think of Krishna?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, that'll come afterwards. That he is appreciating the Brahminical culture and the Brahmanas, those who are practicing. That means he's actually appreciating the devotees. And then ultimately, he's actually, now is the time to fix my mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he left his body.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Give the mic to her. They're at the back of the pillar. At the back of the pillar on your...
Thank you so much for the class. But sometimes when there is a quarrel, then we can understand another person better if we try to understand why this quarrel is appeared. Yes, and so yes, maybe the distance. But when we try to understand why this quarrel appeared, so we can understand better. We can improve our relationship by this way. No.
Well, if you improve your relationship, then there is no possibility of quarrel. Very good. Do that. Like Nityananda Prabhu demonstrated that when he was hit by Madhai, then, you know, he forgave him. He hit him and he was bleeding. His forehead was cut. But, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry, he was about to kill him. He called his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu prevented him. And he forgave him and embraced him. And that's how he made him into a devotee. So this is how a devotee must act. It's difficult, you know, because as long as we are affected by the modes of nature, it is difficult to function in that way. But we must try to. We may not achieve that state overnight, but through the proper practice, we can, and we must try to do that. Alright, thank you. There was another, yes.
Yeah. Am I allowed to ask a question? Not based on this lecture, but one of you yesterday.
Okay.
You were talking about we are thieves when we use things.
We are thief when we are accepting
properties of
Krishna's Krishna. Think without his permission.
And it is so easily said, I should not be a thief, but to me it's not so clear. When am I a thief?
Okay, so I think I have to give the background. So let me just go into the point. The point actually, yesterday evening I was giving the class and I mentioned that we have two ways open to us. Either to be a thief or to be a beggar. Right? You remember that? Okay. A thief is, say if I take something that belongs to you without your permission, then what am I doing? Stealing. Right? Now who does everything belong to? And if we take it without Krishna's permission, what are we becoming? Good.
Is it so clear?
The other way is, if something belongs to you, and if I ask you, can I please have it? And you said sure. Then that's the proper way. Right. And that's the state of a beggar. Begging. Can I please have it? So everything belongs to Krishna. So if I need something, then if I say, Krishna, can I please have it? And if Krishna gives us something without even asking, then what do? We feel grateful to him. Krishna, thank you so much. Krishna bara dayamai koribare jiva jai sab prasad anna dilo bhai.
Guru Maharaj, if I tell something to Krishna, I want this or I take it, is that enough?
That's begging. That's fine.
How do I know that Krishna agrees?
Why don't you try to understand what I'm saying? You can either be a beggar or you can be a thief. What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Huh? Good. You be a beggar. If you need something, ask Krishna for that. That's all right. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the good class. I just want to say that in today's day and age, there is conflict like there is just now. But the problem is, if we have the difference, we talk about it and we finish it immediately, forget about it. That's the way we deal with it. And then we move on.
Thank you very much. Let's move on. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.